لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
دائقة الموت. وقال كل من عليه عفان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى. وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، الذي بوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، وبيمنه رزق الورى. واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم عن قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم، ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكون خيرا منهن، ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب، بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان، ومن لم يتب فأولئك هم الظالمون. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. Dear brothers and sisters, in this Friday afternoon, I advise myself and request all of you to practice the path of piety and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today I would like to take benefits of Surah Mubarakah Hujurat, verse number 11, as in the past continuously we discussed about that, and we would see that what is the great message in this verse for our path of the piety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the believers, and as you all know, in the past I mentioned about that, that in this verse there were many verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed to the believers by saying Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. So this is another verse where Allah has addressed with the same title, O those who believe. La yaskhar qawmun an qawmin, let not a group scoff at another group or make fun of the other group, nor defame one group to another group, not insult one another by nicknames. How bad is it to insult one of the brothers after having faith, or when we call Muslim brothers with various nicknames, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained in this verse, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And indeed, if somebody is not going to repent after committing any sin, they are going to be considered as wrongdoers. They are going to be in the category of ظالمين. This verse is really important, and I would like to discuss in detail. It may take a couple of khutbas, but because it has various important commandments, that is why I would like to take the time to discuss about that. First of all, Iman, it provides a foundation for our ethical lives, for our values. With Iman, a Muslim and a mu'min becomes a personality who has great values and principles of life in individual life and in their social life. Take from our personal life and go to the community and social life, you will find that Islam is a religion that does not allow accusing, blaming, calling the nicknames, calling somebody with the bad names, bullying other people. Islam is a religion that wants to see a complete social justice, a social justice within society, a religion that actually wants to see a society which is peaceful society. In order to have a peaceful society, we need to have important foundation. We need to have principles. We need to have laws and obligations. And this verse has provided those laws and obligations that in order to erase all illnesses, sicknesses in the society, it has mentioned what are the illnesses of society. And if you just go back and think, brothers and sisters, that previous verses in Surah Mubarakah Hujurat that were about we being as brothers and sisters, mu'mineen being as brothers and sisters, innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa. So just after that verse, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about insulting one another or defaming one another, making fun of one another, or maybe in some of the cases bullying the other brothers and sisters. What is the reason that just after speaking about innamal mu'minuna ikhwa, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has started speaking about all these illnesses of society? There is a great message for us that actually there are some obstacles in order to form a society of brothers and sisters. We need to get rid of all these illnesses. If we do not get rid of these illnesses, then we cannot have brothers and sisters. Some of the things that actually break the foundation of brotherhood and sisterhood, those are the diseases of society. Those are diseases of society that if you do not take them out and do not erase from the society, a society is not going to be society of brothers or sisters. This society is going to be society of the enemies. So there are points that are being mentioned, causes for animosity. So if somebody likes to see in Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned what can be causes of animosity within mu'mineen, then we need to visit this Surah Hujurat, verse number 11, that we need to see what are the causes of animosity. And also if we like to see what are the elements that can make us brothers and sisters. So sometimes people, they may ask this question, what we can do that we can remain as brothers and sisters, then also this verse can help us that we need to follow the path of Quran if we like to achieve that important level of being brothers and sisters. So there are few diseases that are being mentioned. One is maskhara. Maskhara, that means scoffing somebody, or we make fun of somebody. Second, it's been said, lomaza. So there are two different terms that are being used in other verses of Quran as well. One is lomaz, and second is homaz. When we accuse somebody in the face of somebody, in front of somebody, then it's called lomaz. When you when the brother or sister is in front of you and you accuse or defame or do any type of action that insults your brother and sisters, over there it's going to be called as lomas. Homas is called when you accuse somebody behind somebody, when person is not present. In the absence of somebody, when you accuse the person, then it's called homas. That is why Quran has said, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ اللُّمَزَةِ. So this verse also, it speaks about these two diseases of the life of people. Then it's been said, وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ, calling people with their nicknames sometimes, or those type of names that are not real names. We make sometimes names and we try to name the people, and those names which are not actually good for other brothers and sisters. And another thing that Quran has mentioned, that بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ, when you believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time one of the worst sin is going to be changing and becoming corrupt in your actions and practices. This is fusuq. That means if somebody starts practicing all these insults for other brothers and sisters, it may make the person as fasiq. So it's going to take us out from iman. That is how it's dangerous. Those diseases are really dangerous for the society. Insulting other mu'mineen is one of the worst category that makes us fasiq. It takes us from out of iman. This person is not going to be as a mu'min. And if anybody committed this type of sin, then it's important that he or she needs to come back and repent. So repentance also, it's depending on the person if he or she becomes happy. Because repentance is not going to be achieved unless somebody goes and asks forgiveness from their brothers and sisters. That is how they will be able to have repentance be accepted. And Quran has said, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. If somebody does not complete this course of repentance and tawbah, then they are going to be considered as zalimeen. So you can see that how great lessons are in this verse. Today I have been able only to complete the translation of that, although there are various important discussions. One of the things that I would like to mention at the end, that you can see this is Islam, that does not even like that somebody can call another brother as with the insult or with the nicknames. Can we call somebody as kafir or disbeliever or takfir to other brothers and sisters? This is Islam. Islam is a religion that even does not allow that you can insult anybody by calling nicknames. How come that we can call somebody that he or she is not a mu'min, or they are kafir, and then we insult by not only individually, but we insult socially, and we go and deliver speeches about mu'mineen? So this Islam, that is the religion of peace, and religion of peace and brotherhood. A religion of brotherhood, it also is going to give guidelines for mu'mineen that how they can live in the society of their brothers and sisters. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us best of the opportunity that we can follow path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I pray may Allah give us opportunity we can live as brothers and sisters. We can have a community that is community of faithful people. May Allah keep us away from all the diseases of society. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us in the faithful life and raise us from this world with faith. I pray, may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. Make us from the supporters of Imam Zaman. Allahumma ajjil li waliyyika al-faraj waj'alna min a'wanihi wa ansarih. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna وعافنا واعفو عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. اللهم صل على أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحي آثار البدع والطغيان هادم بنية الشرك والنفاق حاسد فروع البغي والشقاق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. Once again, advising myself and requesting all of you to practice the piety as we are entering into the month, that is month of Safar. It's beginning of this month, a month that is a month to remind the greatest tragedies of Ahlul Bayt Rehmus Salam. Beginning of month, it reminds us the entrance of Ahlul Bayt Rehmus Salam to the Syria, Damascus. Dear brothers and sisters, this month is also month of Ziyarat of Mu'mineen towards the Haram of Aba Abdullah alayhi salatu was salam. As 20th of month of Safar, one of the days which is highly recommended that one needs to visit a shrine of Aba Abdullah. This recommendation, of course, it was been since centuries, and A'imma alayhimus salam emphasized on that, and they asked people that they have to visit. And today we can see the fruit of all those emphasis of Ahlul Bayt Rehmus Salam. We can see that how Ahlul Bayt Rehmus Salam have been able to make this place as a center of the hearts of Mu'mineen, that they insisted on that, and they made many narrations and ahadith for the people that they should leave their houses and go towards the Haram of Imam Hussein. It was for the reason that A'imma alayhimus salam wanted this movement to be continued. They wanted that movement of Sayyid Shuhada has to become movement of Islam. And for that reason, when they have emphasized, today we can see that people from all over the world, they are preparing themselves that they can reach to the place which can be considered as Kaaba for the hearts of mu'mineen. There are two types of the Kaaba. There is a physical Kaaba and there is a spiritual Kaaba. Spiritual Kaaba is shrine of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, because that has saved the real Kaaba, that has been able to save Islam, and it has been able to save Hajj, it has been able to save Salat and all other practices. That is why we call that as Kaaba for the Qulub al-Mu'mineen, for the hearts of Mu'mineen. And today this place is attracting hearts. It's calling the people towards this place. And it's not called towards this place, it is called towards justice. This place is going to be place of revolution. This is going to be point where again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bring the justice within the society. Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam is going to lead this world today. He will lead today's world, inshallah, and we will see that with the presence of his son, again this place will become as a center for the earth. I would also like to say farewell all those brothers and sisters who are preparing to visit the shrine of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein from our community. Alhamdulillah, a good number of people, those who have already prepared that they can visit. I would like to request them to remember other mu'minin mu'minat in your du'as. And when you go as a representative towards Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, and deliver our salam and greetings to Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. Dear brothers and sisters, as you all know that our community has prepared to commemorate a day with the name of Yawm Hussein, a day for Aba Abdullah al-Hussein in Houston. Objective of commemorating on this day, it was to have unity within the Muslims in Houston. Alhamdulillah, a large community of Houston is supporting this day, and this event is becoming as one of the most important events of the community, inshallah. We are hoping that tomorrow a community from various masajid, they will participate in this event as they are being invited. And many of the masajid, they have supported in the flyer. They wanted to have their name to be written down and announced for this day. I would like to urge community at IEC and rest of the Shia communities, Mu'minin and Mu'minat, to participate in this event and to come on time and to act like we come in any other major event, because this event should be considered as major events. At the moment, one of the cards that West and the enemies of Islam, they want to play against Muslim and Islam, that is card of division, that is card that want to play to cause a conflict between mu'mineen and make them enemies within themselves. So they wanted to actually let us forget any other enemy, but we should find enemies within ourselves. That is why whenever any incident takes place at that time, if you look at the news, they would mention Sunni and Shia. For example, they would say that in Syria, if somebody is being killed, they would say that there are Sunnis, those who are killing the Shias. If anybody is going to be killed in Pakistan, then they are going to give the same news. These are Sunnis, those who are killing the Shias. And same thing you can see in Lebanon, for example. But let me give you a good news, brothers and sisters. a good news that the card that enemies of Islam, they wanted to play against Islam and Muslim, that card has been failed. Today, they have not been able to achieve. If you just go back and let me take you toward the history. First of all, with the struggle of Muslims in Egypt, a government has been established, but Takfiri group and Saudis, they tried to adopt that government and take that government in their own hands and suppress the Mu'mineen and Muslimin in that country. That card was failed. You have seen that this government, it did not work even 1 year. And today, those who want to play that card, they are in prison. And those who are actually other side, they are on the government. In Syria, they wanted to play that card, and they tried that with the full force. They brought all the Takfiris from all over the world. So this was one of the major place that where they wanted to play this card. And they brought those Takfiris in Syria, but with the best strategy of present leader and the best strategy of our ulama, this card is already being failed. In Pakistan, in the past years, you have seen that slaughtering the people, killing the people brutally, beheading the people in Pakistan. They have tried to do that, but at the end today, what you can see is the unity between Muslims. The result of all these brutal acts that Sunni brothers and sisters are coming forward, and they are standing with the Shias. At the moment, there are many presentations that you can see, and that are on many media resources that you can find, where Sunni ulama standing with the Shias, standing in the gatherings of Shias, speaking with the people, speaking with those languages. We are brothers and sisters. We are together. We are united. This unity is result of all the efforts that West made and enemies of Islam made to divide us. And at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his own plan. And plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be successful. Makaru makarullah, wallahu khairul makirin. That today we can see that this plot is being failed. And I hope that if they continue, so let them continue. If they continue doing that, they would see that in whole world, Shias and Sunnis, they will stand together and they will stand against the imperialists, and they will bring them down, and they will be able to prevail the justice within the world, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Khamenei Rahbar. Ya Rasulallah. So in those types of the struggles that enemies of Islam are making, there were great personalities that are being targeted. And with the same techniques, we can see, for example, in Lebanon, one of the personalities that was being targeted, but when you go on media and start looking at killing of this personality who has been killed in Lebanon, Zionists are happy, enemies of Islam are being happy by killing Hassan al-Rakhis, the personality who was of course been a freedom seeker and freedom lover in his country, and his killing, and they may become happy today, but I can tell them that you will not be happy, because Mu'mineen are going to change and they will take the revenge of this personality. And there are many Hassan al-Rakhis, those who are waiting, and inshallah they are going to continue the path. They will be standing and they will take the flag in their hands and they will continue the struggle, inshallah. In Pakistan also, we have seen martyrdom of one of the personalities, Didar Ali Jalwani, Hujjatul Islam Didar Ali Jalwani, who was also in the front line personality who was standing for the truth, peace and justice, and he was martyred a few days back. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his places, and may Allah place him with the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity that we can protect the path of this great personality and all the shuhada in all over the world. When we look at these two personalities that were being martyred, we can see that Zionist regime that is actually part of Zionist regime in various places. If regardless of it's in Syria, if it is in Lebanon or Karachi, in all the these places, it is not job of a Muslim, but that is job of enemy of Islam, and especially Zionists. They are killing the people, targeting people. They made the lists of people, what kind of people are active in various communities, and they started targeting them. And if we do not stand for that, definitely we will not be able to achieve the greater tasks. So for that reason, it is important, as our leader has said, and our Maraji, they have emphasized, to be united. And in today's world, one of the emphasis that our leader has made, to be united, it is for the reason that they wanted to play the card of division. In Pakistan, with the best of strategy of our ulama, as you have seen when they attacked on Rawalpindi, they attacked both sides. Once on Shia Imam Bargaz, another time at the Sunni Imam Husainiyas or Masajid. Once on one alim, another time another alim. So they wanted to make that both side equal, and they wanted to create this division. But because of best of the strategy of our ulama, and especially the leader, his emphasis on the unity, their card over there, it's been failed. And at the moment, there are people, those who are saying that Husainiyas are being built by many Sunnis, and that is reality. That in many places, our Sunni brothers and sisters, they come and they participate in Azadari. Not only participate, but they give funds for Azadari. They will try to have Azadari and promote Azadari. And it is not only when they come to the Shias. You can go and Google sometimes. In various masajid, our Sunni brothers and sisters also commemorate martyrdom of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. And various Sunni scholars in the days of Ashura, they speak about Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. And this is something that is not suitable with the policies and plots of enemies of Islam. They do not like to see that unity. They don't like to see unity with the name of Imam Hussein. They don't like to see unity with the name of Prophet, peace be upon him. And it is our responsibility that we need to establish that unity, that we can make their cards failed. And inshallah, with our program tomorrow, which should not be just a program, but that has to be beginning of a movement that we should continue, inshallah, in the future, that we can establish a real unity between Muslims by the following path of our Maraji, following the path of our leader. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness of mu'mineen mu'minat. Allahumma ghafir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Tabi' Allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat. Innaka mujibu da'wat. Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.